It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I'm not sure it's Wednesday. I'm not sure what date it is. Apparently, my brain has left the building. Apparently, I need to go to the wish tree and wish for a new brain.
Which, what is the wish tree?
Makes this the Wizard of Oz. Yoko Ono's wish tree.
Okay.
For more than a decade, she's been collecting wishes. As the wishes have been written on paper, they've been hung on various trees and eventually delivered to the Imagine Peace Tower in Iceland.
Ha! Huh. How
is
about
it,
that?
Is it
Reykjavik.
Huh. Oh.
So the Wish Tree Project, which is an opportunity to contribute a wish, is currently visiting the St. Louis Museum of Art. Oh. And you should Google it and find out more.
Okay.
We try to tell you about these regional things when we can figure out where we are and what we're doing. Some other art in the area. Also in St. Louis, through September 2nd, Lost Egypt, Ancient Secrets, Modern Science at the St. Louis Science Center. Speaks to my little heart. Yes, they leave that in your body. Okay. Little Rock has How People Make Things at the Museum of Discovery. Tulsa has Yellowstone in the West, the Chromolithographs of Thomas Moran.
Oh, interesting.
At the Gilcrease Museum through September 8th.
And these are all up right now that you're mentioning.
These are all up right now. And Kansas City has, through August 18th, Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and Masterpieces of Modern Mexico at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
Very cool.
And if you've never been to the Nelson Atkins, go now. Just go. Just get in the car. Just
and
go.
It's practically next door to the Kansas City Institute of the Arts, too. You make
exactly.
An afternoon of it.
And you can go to the Kemper Museum of Modern Art.
Right.
It'll be a great time.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.